This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
tight! Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That brand new Cleveland football dome. Yeah, it's been one thing to talk about.
Is it really a dome, though?
This? Well, what would you call it?
It has a roof. Well, I call it the barn dominium because that's what the design looks like, a barn dominium.
Right. We have always, just growing up, we've associated because of the King Dome.
Yeah,
the,
if it's got a roof on it, we call it a dome.
Yeah, what was obviously the Carrier Dome in Syracuse? What was it in Detroit?
Silver Dome.
The Silver Dome. Minnesota, the Metrodome.
Yep.
Yeah, and they all were cookie cutter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe I got to get with the times
here. This has got a little barn dominium feel to it, this right. Design. It looks beautiful. I'm not criticizing the design, not by any stretch. It's
I do want to know, will people want to live there?
Well, look, this is the stadium?
Why that? Toronto, right? Didn't they have...
Skydome had a hotel. Remember
a hotel.
The hotel?
Yes. Yeah.
And then they had to cover some windows because some things were happening in the hotel during baseball
games.
They
didn't need to cover... You have some exhibitionists that were involved in staying there.
At least there was some offense.
So I did wonder, will people want to stay there? Will people want to live there? You got the airport, obviously, right next door. It'd be convenient for people that have to travel for work or who just want to travel and play. It'd be very convenient.
Well, especially if the commerce ends up being as big as it's predicted to be.
Well,
right?
Is there going to be a Crocker Park there? I mean, is Cleveland big enough to support?
I mean, that's hard to have a Crocker. A Crocker Park's like 8 miles technically away from there.
Yeah.
It's so close that they, and then you have Strongsville and all the South Park stuff there.
And
that's another thing. That's what, 6 miles down the road?
And they will all be competing with each other.
Well, and as you ask these questions, it's part of the reason why in the legislation that the governor ultimately ended up signing, the escrow accounts were created. The Haslams have to put in $50 million into an escrow account for a 16-year period to ensure that the projections that they have told the state of Ohio as far as the tax revenue that's going to be generated by the complex match up. And if they don't, if the complex underperforms, then the state gets to go into that escrow account and balance the sheet, so to speak. And if that $50 million gets expired too early, the Browns have to acquire another $50 million of credit and put it back in the escrow account. And then after 16 years, whatever money's left over, they get to claw back. But there's basically here a $100 million
finance talk from Daryl.
I mean, it's basically a $100 million tax insurance policy that the state of Ohio has put in place here. So, because, look, the Haslams are on the line here, too. You know, this isn't a situation where everyone's acting like they're getting a free ride. They're putting $2+ billion of their own money into this. They're 1.3 for the dome plus the cost overruns. And by the way, they're not building this thing for $2.4 billion because the next construction project that comes in on budget
right.
will be the first, okay? Progressive Field. The Guardians had to cover overruns for that project that they just, well, I mean, the seats will be the completion, but they got, you know, done with this year. So there's that, and then another $800 million for the development, and if that takes off and does well, then they'll put more money in to expanding that development. But, you know, they're investing over $2 billion of their own money, so they're motivated to make this successful. But in business, there's no guarantees that that's going to be successful, that the development's going to be successful. And that's why I was asking, hey, what if they just did the enclosed stadium and they scrapped the development? Because it seemed to me like that was the main objective, was the development is what was going to really devastate downtown Cleveland and compete against downtown Cleveland. Okay, well, what if they scrapped the development and just did the stadium? Does the opinion change? And the answers were no. But then for the Haslams, doesn't make sense for them to build the dome without the development, because they're using revenue streams to pay for their investment in the dome.
You know, this isn't Chicago, you know, where they could have a miracle mile. And even there's been, you know, heavy disruption, over at Pinecrest and at Crocker, the amount of turnover, anchor tenants that have left.
Yeah.
Good luck to the Haslams getting into retail. Good luck having any staying power. What are they going to call it? Brownstown?
Yeah, it seems to be what they're you know, leaning towards. But here's the other part of this too. I think they have a 5-year window with this enclosed stadium. You know, they're talking about going after Final Fours in the regionals now that are being put in the domes for the NCAA tournament. Getting the women's Final Four back. Maybe it's the first one that's put in a dome. Instead of it being in an arena, because women's basketball is exploding in popularity.
Yes,
obviously, we've got the WNBA coming back. You've got college football playoffs. They're going to go after that in the championship games, neutral site games, major concerts. Maybe they put in a bid for a Super Bowl. Okay, but here's the thing.
I was assuming that was a must, that they absolutely were going to put in a bid for their Super Bowl.
With all these other domes that are going to be coming online, though, Anthony, they're going to have about a 5-year...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Window to cash this thing in and get those jewel events right out of the gate.
Big time competition.
In the new build, because let's be honest about it, and this is not a slight on what they're going to do in Brook Park. This is not a slight on Cleveland. You guys know how I feel about this region and the assets that we have here. But the weather, the winter weather is a thing. We're not going to get in that rotation that you see New Orleans and Miami and Tampa and, you know, Los Angeles for, you know, the Super Bowl and the Final Four on a regular basis. We're never going to get into that rotation. That's just a fact of life. Look at Minneapolis with their stadium, right? They got their Super Bowl. They got their they had a Final Four up there, didn't they? I thought they had a Final Four in that building. Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
I think the new stadium, but like it's not, you know, Detroit, they got their Super Bowl. They got, you know, but like we're just not going to be in the regular rotation. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the first 5 years that this building's open before, because what happens, right? New buildings come online, they get the Jewel events. So I think they've got a 5-year window when this thing opens in 2029, from like 2029 to 2034, to really cash in on those massive Jewel events. And that's, you know, a great opportunity for David Gilbert, the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission and Destination Cleveland, to make that happen.
All right, about 12 minutes from now, Terry Pluto joins us from Cleveland.com. You talked about a window. What kind of a window do the Browns have and does the organization have for Kevin Stefanski as the head coach? Warren Sharp appeared yesterday on Baskin and Phelps and had this to say about the Cleveland Browns head coach.
Kevin Stefanski did not go out there and sign Deshaun Watson, right? We know where that decision came from. Kevin Stefanski has been asked to coach Deshaun Watson, to change his offense massively, to tailor it towards what Deshaun Watson likes to do, which is totally opposite directly what Kevin Stefanski had previously done when he was in Minnesota and initially in Cleveland. The team is not losing because Kevin Stefanski is a bad coach. So I believe Kevin Stefanski, I don't know that he's earned, he just hasn't lost the opportunity to continue coaching the Cleveland Browns in 2026, regardless of what happens this year. You need to give him a quarterback and let him see what he can do with said quarterback. I just hope that they allow Kevin Stefanski to keep going beyond this year, because he hasn't been able to prove anything with the quarterbacks he's been dealt.
All right, that was Warren Sharp yesterday. It's one of the biggest debates, I think, in town. Maybe quieted now because it's not the end of the season. We know that Stefanski is the head coach. We've had OTAs. We've had mini camps. Like, it's pretty clear. Not only is Kevin Stefanski here, Andrew Berry is still here.
Yeah.
He's going to be on every hot seat list.
I don't agree with it.
Okay, you might not agree with it, Daryl, but you know, you go 3-14. Like, what percentage of coaches keep their jobs?
Hugh Jackson
after 3-14?
Job after 1-31. Got a contract extension too.
He did. Boy, that's an all timer. Boy, that
all
is
all because they wanted to make good for blowing the team
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, still, I mean, you can make the argument that to this day.
And then he tried to blow up the building behind the scenes.
It feels like he still is.
Right.
You know, to this day, I think you could say that about the Haslams, is they've gone in the complete other direction. They've almost overcompensated for all the turnover within organizations and head coaches since they've been here.
But they got good people now. They you know, with Kevin and Andrew, you don't have a lot of running down to Jimmy's office, blaming the other guy for, you know, what's gone wrong. There's been some internal accountability for what's gone wrong. They have made the playoffs twice in the last 5 years, which is the most success this franchise has had since the late 80s. I know that's like a really sad statistic. I'm full of sad statistics when it comes to the Browns. They're the last team in the NFL to have not won 12 games in a season. You got to go back to the 1980s. They're the last team in the NFL to not win their division. You got to, again, go back to the 1980s. Like, there's many sad statistics when it comes to this franchise and their play on the field. But I agree wholeheartedly with Warren Sharp. They haven't lost because of Kevin Stefanski. They have lost because of the instability at the quarterback position, the inability to land a franchise quarterback that performs and is available to perform on the field. So I do feel like this year, I don't believe it's a referendum on Stefanski. I think it's more a referendum possibly on Andrew Berry. This rookie class absolutely has to hit, and on paper, I believe they're going to hit. But I think as long as there isn't the internal combustion that we have seen in regimes past, as long as there's no infighting and finger pointing and all that, and these guys are adults and they're working together, I think both Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski will be back next year, unless this upcoming season turns into an unmitigated disaster of epic proportions.
I would say that on this show, we get the most blowback anytime we talk about how highly respected both the front office and the head coaches around the NFL.
They are. They are highly, highly regarded around the NFL. And I don't care if fans want to hear it or not, but the facts are the facts. Sorry.
Just know, after 3-14, fans don't want to hear any of what we just said or what we just talked about. When we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.